Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. Friends, on the part of the world where I am today, it's rainy. And as we ponder the readings for today and we see that rain makes everything green and fruitful, I wanted to meditate on the fruitfulness that the readings for today express. We have a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, and we see and hear the word us, community, disciples, group, and we see the sense of growth that that first community had after Jesus' death. There is a complaint about the group being large and the widows and the orphans being neglected, and they set up a system to take care of them, and they appoint some people, including Stephen, that we know is going to be the first martyr. So there's a sense of organization, a sense that as the word of God continues to spread and the number of disciples continues to grow, that sense of fruitfulness. And there in Jerusalem, there is a fruitfulness that comes from being obedient to the faith. And that sense of buzz in the midst of great persecution, that we know they're hiding in Jerusalem, they're going to other places, they're coming to be tested, they're put in prison, they're brought before the elders to be chastised. We've seen that they get beaten, they're put in chains. In the midst of all of that, it almost seems that it's not happening, that sense of fruitfulness in the midst of great difficulty is the center of today's conversation as we rejoice in this Easter season. And what psalm does the church give us today? Psalm 33. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Again, a sense of us. Let your mercy be on us, a sense of community, a sense of the fruitfulness of the Lord who has compassion. And every verse of that Psalm 33 that is chosen for today talks about exaltation and gladness and singing and praises and the kindness of the Lord of which the earth is full. There's a sense of fullness and deliverance that results from those that fear the Lord. In our second reading for today, again from 1 Peter, we're hearing a lot on this Easter season from Peter because he's come into his wholeness, his fullness of self. And we hear the familiar story about the living stone rejected by humans is the chosen and precious one in the sight of God. And we, the community of fruitful believers, are like the living stones. And we are being exhorted to let ourselves be built into a spiritual house. Isn't that beautiful, friends? It's not just a community, a group, a gathering place, but it's actually a structured community. In the first reading where we have Acts, we sense how that community is getting organized. And here we have a sense that this is a spiritual house, a holy priesthood that is going to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus. Even there, we're being organized into a liturgical model that not only do we gather for the liturgy of the word, where we listen to the word of God, but to repeat that sacrifice that is a remembrance of what Jesus said, the new covenant, where we come back and commemorate and come back to Calvary in the Eucharist, where Jesus himself is the high priest. So it's a day of celebration in the Easter season. It's a day of communal gathering, structured gathering, and the fruitfulness of obeying God in his commandment.
The beauty of this second reading's description of us, again the community. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. What a beautiful description of the community that we are. And what a sobering fact that for those who believe and for those who follow, there is value in this cornerstone that Jesus is. But the stone that builders rejected, says the reading, has become the cornerstone, and some people will stumble on it and this rock will make them fall. We live in a time when there is relativism. And this means a lot of people are rejecting a single truth. And Jesus is the truth. He is the way. He is life. And that spirit of truth that comes over us when we accept Jesus is not available to those who reject him, because they want to find relative truths. And this is definitely an issue of our times. How do we then, wherever we are planted, in our jobs, in our families, in our neighborhoods, how do we then, from this position that the Lord has given us in the kingdom of heaven, proclaim that Jesus is the cornerstone? Friends, that is the hope of this reading. For the gospel reading of today, we have John chapter 14. After the institution of the Eucharist, the Lord has a series of long discourses. And in this one, as he addresses the community and tells us not to be troubled, we are addressed again as a flock, as a group that from whom fruitfulness is expected. Friends, we are encouraged by our Lord not to have our hearts troubled in this world that has become secular, to the degree that if you proclaim a truth, you're struck down in ways that are very, very difficult, especially for the youth. The Lord says, you have faith in God, have faith in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwellings. Again, a picture of community. In the previous reading from 1 Peter, right, we're being built into a sacred building. And the Lord here is telling us that this building has many places, and he's going to prepare those places for us. There is a discourse where we hear Thomas speaking to Jesus. We hear Philip speaking to Jesus, trying to understand, what are you saying, Lord, about these rooms in this house? And the Lord says, when one of the disciples says, show us the Father, something very, very difficult for the people of the time to understand. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. That is sacrilegious for the people of that time, and they would have said, you are blaspheming. So the Lord is inviting us into a deeper relationship with himself and with the Father, saying, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. So not only what he did with signs, miracles, and wonders was supposed to bring people into the kingdom of heaven, but because he's now seated at the right hand of the Father, he has seated us in heavenly places. So we are now seated there with him, and we are capable, according to his word, to do greater things than he himself did. Friends, where is this happening in our lives? Where are we seeing and performing these signs, miracles, and wonders? The word of God is active, is alive. And that means that that word is ours today. And the gifts are here for the taking. So let us go to the Father. Father Almighty, thank you for your word. Thank you for your company. Thank you for the angels that go with us. Thank you because you have built us into the body of Christ. Thank you because we are a community. Thank you because we do not walk alone. Thank you because you're building us into a sacred building. Thank you because the Lord Jesus is preparing a place for us. Thank you for all the people that have walked before us that are now enjoying that place in heaven. Father, we ask today that your shalom from heaven may come upon us. We ask that your angels will activate in our lives everything that is true. We ask for the spirit of truth to come like a tidal wave, especially over the youth, Father, that the spirit of confusion will be annihilated, that any chain will be cut down, any veil will be lifted, so that the children will see that Jesus is the truth, the way, the life, and the resurrection, and that these will be our truth, and that we will proclaim it boldly in any place we are. We ask for these things, for the courage to stand in the world proclaiming this, in the name of Jesus, amen. Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.